Vice President Harris is in Germany tonight. In the morning, she faces a daunting task. She's trying to reassure a high-profile gathering of world leaders that America is a reliable ally and that Americans themselves believe in the importance of NATO, even though Donald Trump, the frontrunner in the Republican race, is saying otherwise. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid has this report from Munich.
3 years ago, just weeks after he stepped into the White House, Joe Biden made a commitment to Europe.
I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is back. The Transatlantic Alliance is back.
He was speaking virtually to the Munich Security Conference. Amanda Sloat remembers this mission well. She was Biden's top Europe expert in his National Security Council.
One of President Biden's top priorities when he came into office was rebuilding and revitalizing the transatlantic relationship.
Biden wanted to chart a different course from his predecessor Donald Trump and his isolationist America First policies. When Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, Biden led the international response. He coordinated sweeping sanctions on Russia and sent billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. But there are growing questions about how long the White House can keep its promise, whether America is indeed an ally Europe can count on through thick and thin. Wolfgang Ischinger is a former German ambassador who for years chaired the Munich Security Conference.
We're looking at the political situation in your country. And of course, needless to say, we are as worried as are many Americans about the increasing polarization of the American political process.
The other day, Trump made headlines saying some allies weren't spending enough money on defense, seeming to give Russia a green light to invade an ally.
In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You gotta pay.
Trump suggested he would abandon old allies, and that rattled even the most diplomatic of Europeans, like Ischinger.
Let me be very frank. I don't think that it is in the interest of America's European allies to see Donald Trump reelected.
And there's another major concern. Despite Biden's promise to back Ukraine for as long as it takes, Republican leaders in the House are blocking billions of dollars of funding for Ukraine, aid it needs to continue its fight against Russia's invasion.
The key to our ability to be a world leader is not just our military power, not just our diplomatic power, but our credibility, our word.
That's former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta.
If the United States can't back up its word in providing aid to Ukraine because of various conflicts here in Washington, it raises questions.
It's against this backdrop of uncertainty that Harris will take the stage here in Munich tomorrow. At the same conference where Biden had promised that America is back, Harris will now try to reassure allies that is really true. This is her third time in Munich, but she's also newer to the diplomatic scene than a lot of other Washington politicians. The White House says she'll defend Biden's track record and outline the choice and contrast for voters at home. Stephen Flanagan is a Europe expert with the RAND Corporation.
The giant question in the room is, given the comments made by former President Trump, particularly over the last weekend, renewed doubts in Europe about, well, if Trump is reelected, will the commitment that Vice President Harris will certainly be articulating very forcefully, will that remain?
The challenge for Harris is that while that may be an important question, it's not one she can answer. And that's why Europeans are increasingly thinking about a plan B, how to defend themselves if there's a future in which they cannot depend on the United States. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Munich.